God has placed in your heart. Some of you are waiting for the right person. God is saying, you are the right person. My anointing is on your life. My favor's on your life. You're equipped and empowered. You can do something great. Now don't do like Sarah and say, okay, God, let me go find somebody younger, somebody smarter, more educated, more talented. No, you've got what it takes. Don't miss your destiny waiting for somebody else. When my father went to be with the Lord, in the back of my mind, I thought God would send us somebody with great ability and a dynamic personality and a booming voice and all these degrees behind his name. I was looking around the whole time. I was hearing that still small voice. Joel, this is your time. This is your moment. The promise is in you. I said, God, I don't have the booming voice. I don't have the dynamic personality. I don't have all the degrees. God said, Joel, I formed you before the foundation of the world. Put in you everything that you need. I wouldn't ask you to do it if you didn't already have what it takes. And I stepped up. Like Dr. Price, I discovered I was the answer to my prayer. Some of you are praying for somebody else, for another person to come along and bring all your dreams to pass. God is saying, you're the answer to your prayer. You're equipped, anointed. You can do something great. The good news is, just like with Sarah, just because we don't believe it's going to come to pass, God doesn't change his mind. You are still going to give birth to everything that God's placed in your heart. What God has spoken over you is still going to come to pass. You need to get your fire back. Get your dreams back. You may have given up on it, but it doesn't mean God gave up. Sarah waited 20 years. You can still do something great. I love what Caleb did. He and Joshua were the ones that went in and told Moses, we are well able to take the promised land. Let us go in at once. The other people were very negative, and they talked Moses and the Israelites out of going into the promised land. 40 years later, now Caleb is 85 years old. You'd think that he'd be in a rocking chair, taking it easy. No, Caleb is still fired up about not making it into the promised land. He knows the promise is still in him. He went right back to that same place 40 years later where the others would not go in, and he said, God, give me this mountain. What's interesting is that mountain had five giants living on it. Been a lot easier to ask for a mountain with less opposition, maybe one or two giants. No, Caleb's attitude was, God, this is what you promised me. And I'm not going to settle for mediocrity when I know you put greatness in me. And yes, I'm older. Yes, it's been a long time. I've made mistakes. I've gone through disappointments. But God, I still believe the promise is in me. I still believe I can become everything you created me to be. At 85, he went in, conquered the enemies, took the mountains, saw the dream come to pass. Some of you think that you've made too many mistakes. It's been too long. You're too old. No, God is saying, you can still make it into your promised land. You can still do something great. You're not too old. It's not too late. You haven't made too many mistakes. The great news about God is even when we miss opportunities. Didn't work out the first time for Caleb, but God is so good, he will always give you another chance. God will bring that opportunity across your path another time. Now my encouragement is get ready. Be prepared. Be confident. Just because the dream didn't work out the first time doesn't mean that dream has died. What God has spoken over you is still alive and well. Scripture tells us to fan the flame, stir up the gifts. The promise is in you. Well, you say, Joel, you don't know the mistakes I've made. You don't know the life I've lived. No, nothing that you've done is too much for the mercy of God. The scripture says God's calling on our life is irrevocable. That means God will never take it back. Your destiny is not canceled because of a mistake, because of a failure. Get back up and go again. Think about Jonah. God told him to go left. He did just the opposite. He went right. God didn't say, too bad, Jonah, I'm done with you. You had your chance. No, God never gives up on us.
Jonah got in trouble, was on the boat in a storm. They threw him overboard. It was his fault. He brought the trouble on himself. Surely God would say, see, Jonah, you should have listened to me. I told you, now look at you, you're done, you're finished. No, God knew the promise was still in him. God had that big fish to swallow him up, spit him out on dry ground 3 days later. God said, come on, Jonah, let's get busy. I've still got something great for you to do. And some of you have made mistakes. You feel washed up, like you're supposed to be on the sidelines of life. But God is saying the promise is still in you. If you'll shake off the guilt, shake off the condemnation, God will still get you to where he wants you to be. He'll bring another opportunity across your path. You can still become all God's created you to be. My brother Paul recently returned from doing medical missions in Africa. One of the safari guides that we know, a man named Henry, told how when a gazelle or a wildebeest is pregnant and about to give birth, a lion will closely stalk that animal. Day after day, the lion will follow the pregnant mother, waiting for her to go into labor. The lion knows when she goes into labor, she's an easy target. She can't defend herself. So the lion will actually wait for the mother to go into labor, and then not only attack and kill her, but the baby as well. It's the same principle in life. You will face your greatest attacks when you're about to give birth to the dreams God places in your heart. The enemy waits till you're close to the promotion, till you're close to the breakthrough, just when you're about to step into a new level. Don't be surprised if you face opposition. You go through a disappointment. A friend you are counting on is not there. It's taken longer than you thought. That simply means you're about to give birth to what God has placed in your heart. The good news is the forces that are for you are greater than the forces that are against you. Your destiny cannot be stopped by a bad break, by disappointments, by opposition, by people. No, God has the final say. When you're in agreement with God, he says, no weapon formed against you will ever prosper. I know some of you tonight, you're up against big opposition, big challenges. That simply tells me you're about to give birth to what God's placed in your heart. You're about to see a dream come to pass. Now's not the time to get discouraged. Now's the time to dig your heels in and say, you know what? I want to give birth to everything that God placed in my heart. That was the attitude of a young man named Troy. I met his mother after the service, not long ago. She's a single-parent mom. His family had been through a lot of struggles. She had some kind of sickness to where she had to have brain surgery. They lost everything several years ago in a huge flood. Then one struggle after another. But she told how her son Troy has always had a big dream for his life. When he was in the third grade, he wrote in a school paper that he was going to get a scholarship to go to college. As a little boy, the promise was in him to go further, to do something great. Troy's goal is to go to Georgetown University. Not only get a four-year degree, but to get his master's and his doctorate in foreign relations. His dream is to become the Secretary of State. For a single parent mother, in the natural, that kind of education is almost impossible. I mean, she's just doing her best to provide a living each day. Troy could have thought, well, too bad for me. I got a big dream, but I don't have the money. I don't have the connections. No, Troy's attitude was, the promise is in me. What God has spoken over my life will come to pass. He didn't sit back and expect God to do it all for him. He excelled in school. He took college courses in the 10th grade. This year, he graduated number 2 in his high school class. Recently, Troy received not one scholarship, not 2, not 5, not 7, not 8. He was awarded 9 scholarships worth over $1.3 million. He has his 4-year degree plus his master's and his doctorate
studies totally paid for at Georgetown University. Troy and his mom are with us here tonight. Tell him that you're proud of him. His mother, Connie, handed me the newspaper article. It says he will receive one of the finest educations available. Friends, what God has promised you, he will bring to pass. You may not see a way, but God has a way. If you'll be the best that you can be right where you are, God will get you to where he wants you to be. In the scripture, God put a promise in Jeremiah that he would be a great prophet and speak to the nation. Jeremiah was young, afraid. He didn't think he could do it. Obstacles came against him. He got so discouraged he was about to give up. In Jeremiah chapter 20, he began to tell God how bad it was. He listed one complaint after another. God, these people are mocking me. When I speak, they make fun of me. I'm being ridiculed. I'm tired. I'm lonely. I'm intimidated. On and on. Just when you thought he was going to quit, he said in verse 9, God, I feel like giving up, but your word in my heart is like fire shut up in my bones. He was saying, God, I don't see how it can happen. All the odds are against me, but this promise you put in me will not go away. It's like fire. It's like a burning. I can't get away from it. You too may be at a place where you could easily be discouraged and give up on what God has placed in your heart. But the good news is, like Jeremiah, there is fire shut up in your bones. There is a promise that God has spoken over you that will not die. You can try to ignore it. Your mind will convince you that it's never going to happen. But deep down, you'll feel a burning, a restlessness, a fire. That's the promise God put in you. God loves you too much to stay average. God is going to push you into greatness. You're going to accomplish more than you thought possible. You're going to go further than you dreamed of. You're going to see the exceeding greatness of God's power. What he's spoken over your life will come to pass. Friends, you don't need anyone else to give birth to what God has placed in your heart. Some of you are still looking for the other person. You got to realize you are the right person. You are equipped. You are anointed. You've got what it takes. Now stir up what's on the inside. And yes, it's good to celebrate others. But God is saying, it's time for you to be celebrated. It's time for you to rise to a new level. It's time for you to do something great. And if you'll get up every morning knowing that the promise is in you, is in that fire shut up in your bones, it's going to cause you to rise higher. I believe 100 years from now, people are going to look back at you and say, wow, they were a history maker. They were a world changer. You're going to become everything God's created you to be, and you're going to have everything God intended for you to have. I believe it and declare it over each one of you. If you receive it, can you say amen tonight?
An ordinary day can turn extraordinary in a moment, especially when you are surprised by God's unexpected blessings. In this new series by Joel Osteen, you'll discover that God desires for you to have every good thing that he promises to you in his word. As a thank you for your support of our ministry this month, Joel and Victoria would like to send you a copy of...